Philadelphia's Office of Property Assessment needs to fill more than 36 positions and has been having a hard time finding qualified individuals. OPA Chief Assessment Officer Richie McKeithen says his office can't reassess every property in the city without making those hires.
We've most recently, as approximately, I would say 2 months ago, gone before the Civil Service Commission and spoken with them. We've been working with HR department about things we can do to invoke a more intense hiring process. We've looked at our salaries. We've looked at revising some of the qualifications, things of this nature to get more people in.
McKeithen says low salaries and requiring new hires to live in or move to Philadelphia are causing trouble. However, McKeithen told Councilwoman Bondell Reynolds-Brown the latter is less of an issue now that an exemption was approved.
We met with the Civil Service Commission, and the result of that was that we got the ability to have people have to move into the city 10 years after they have accepted a position.
How many years?
10 years after they
have. They have 10 years to move into the city?
Yes.
Another issue is handling appeals from people who think their homes have been overvalued while also working on 3,000 properties that still have not been assessed. McKeithen told Councilman Kenyatta Johnson his office will be constantly reviewing assessments, especially where values are growing.
Some of them will change, some of them will not. Only the areas that are still constantly...
Like Point Breeze?
The areas that continue to have a lot of activity will see a change in assessed value.
Other officials testified it could take another year before all property assessment appeals are resolved. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.